What are you doing, girl, Carl?
I've got the keys, Dusty.
You got the keys?
Yes, Dusty, the keys to the family fun bar.
Well, let's have a look inside, girl, Carl.
Is it okay, Dusty? Unlocking the family fun box, Dusty Jesus.
Look, girl, Carl, it's your old Slinky.
My Slinky, Dusty.
What walks downstairs without a care, it makes it...
No!
What else is in there, Colonel Carl?
Look, Dusty. It's coasters from Las Vegas.
Did you go to Las Vegas, girl, girl?
Whoa! Oh, Jesus, Dusty! I ran the place!
Did you run it, girl, girl?
Right, like I said, it's gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
What was your game?
Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get
the dice, Dusty!
There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there.
Were you a high roller, girl, girl?
But I rolled the dice effectively, Dusty.
What did you roll, girl, girl?
I rolled a 7, Dusty. You rolled.
Okay.
Both of them, Dusty Jesus.
Sorry, Kittle Carl. I got a 5.
Little 5.
And you got a 7. It is for Colonel Carl.
Of course, Dusty.
What else is in the fun box? Don't cry, Colonel Carl.
Well, it's an emotional thing, Dusty.
What is it, Colonel Carl?
It's agates and gemstones from the Black Hills, Dusty.
In a little paperweight.
Look at Dusty.
I like that word, Colonel Carl. Look at.
Look at Dusty Jesus.
It's a space shuttle pencil sharpener.
Jimmy 4, Houston Capcom.
Matter of fact,
you
know, that looks like Houston down below us.
It's a space shuttle pencil sharpener.
It is, Dusty. I got it at NASA.
in the Bahamas? What's that old rubber stamp, Colonel Carl?
This was my father's, Dusty.
Your dad's? You never told me about him, Colonel Carl.
Whoa!
You never told me about him, Colonel Carl. Colonel Carl, here's a hanky.
Thank you for the hanky, Dusty. Quite a load there, Dusty.
That's disgusting, Colonel Carl.
Yes.
What is all this noise? Mary, why is that dog inside the house?
If the pie truck...
No.
If the pie truck had been driving at a legal rate of speed, the collision probably would not have occurred.
Was your dad a mountain of a man just like you, little girl?
And a big mountain, Dusty.
How much did he weigh?
Well over a ton, Dusty.
And I needn't tell you about not eating butter, how much weight that will add.
Weighed over a ton.
He was a big man, Dusty, but nimble.
Was he nimble?
Very fleet of foot, Dusty, Jesus.
Did he play sports?
But a badminton, Dusty.
He was a one-ton badminton player?
Covered a lot of ground, Dusty, up close to the net, and he was a leaper.
Was he a leaper?
Yes.
What else is interesting about your dad, Colonel Carl?
He was a board game enthusiast, Dusty.
Did he like to play Risk and Monopoly?
No, Dusty, Jesus.
What was his game?
Stratego, Dusty.
He was a one-ton badminton playing Stratego enthusiast, Colonel Carl.
That sums up my paw, Dusty.
Floyd Kramer, is it, Dusty?
think that's Blowing Girl, Carl.
Henry. Bob, listen, Teaser.
Oh, boy.
Pigeon in Wisconsin for the Dusty Show. Lying on my bed, just kind of looking around the room.
I've done that.
That's cool.
My word.
It's strange, you know, the little cocoons we make for ourselves and the familiar objects around us, and they may have very little actual value. I know most of my stuff is... it's pretty worthless, but, you know, to me, the things that matter have sentimental value.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
I don't know.
On my little table by my bed, I have an old kidney-shaped stool that has been in my family since I can remember. It was always in our bathroom when I was growing up. And there it is, you know? I mean, I'm sentimental about stuff like that.
Put a rubber band around your head and snap out of it, honey.
This little stool, this little wooden piece of furniture, it's not valuable at all. You won't see it on Antiques Roadshow or anything like that. Wouldn't it be strange if it was like a Heppel-White or something and I'm sitting here saying how worthless it is? But... You know, it went through the usual course of events back then. It stayed the same through the 60s. Then at some point in the early 70s, probably my dad was trying to spruce up, you know, instead of buying a lot of new things, he was a painter, an artist, a commercial artist, but he had a flair, and he would try to just, you know, we'd call it gussying up. He'd gussy up the kidney stool, and he put some flat, pale yellow, like primrose-colored paint on the kidney stool. And the thing is that 48 years later, that thing that was, you know, that I sat on when I was a little boy, here it is. The kidney stool, and it's really, gosh, I could plant corn on the dust, on the rungs of my kidney stool.
How long is it gonna drag out this kidney stone story?
It's stool.
Stool?
Kidney stool.
Stone stool, break my bones.
Never mind, yeah.
The items on the table itself are, well, I tell a story, I guess. I don't know if it'd be interesting to you.
The answer is no.
Here's the Dostoevsky book I've been trying to read forever, The Brothers Karamazov.
Вот это очень красивая юбка.
Да, конечно.
Yeah.
And it's really great. But I'm a phase reader. I go through phases where I'll read for a while and then I get swept up in life. I don't read. The other day I pulled it out.
Just a minute, friend.
And I started reading. It was very good. And I remembered the whole story and got right back into it. But I don't generally read, you know, classic literature like that.
Omaha, the roughneck, feeds armies, eats and sweats from a dirty face.
I used to read all the Stephen King and all that kind of horror, but I got kind of played out on horror.
Prices have risen 16% in the past month, partly because of Iran's nuclear row with the United States.
Here's a painting I bought in a thrift store somewhere because it was a little oil painting by Roberts in 1969, little simple brown frame, and it's been marked down 3 times.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
From 55 cents to 25 cents, they couldn't move it.
What do you think about that, Johnny? I'll tell you the truth, on a yellow tablecloth it would look beautiful.
And they finally lowered it down to a dime, and that's when Clay Pigeon came along and said,
Tengo mucho apetito.
I like this deep russet-colored gradient darkening sunset with the jutting silhouettes of black trees and a murder of crows circling around one of the trees. It's a great, really well-executed little oil by Roberts in 1969.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of a division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
It was a year of new tragedy and anguish for those who would stay, of the death of a former president and a senator from Illinois. It marked the end of a decade and the beginning of a new age of exploration. For better or worse, this was 1969. Written and narrated by John Hultman, this is Prelude to the 70s.
Again, a crow. And a bumblebee approaches us with his angry buzz.
I've done that.
That's cool.
You know, not that I'm a great judge of works of art, but it's not your run-of-the-mill, you know, scenery painting landscape. There's some personality injected into this by Roberts. It's really nice. And that clattering you hear, I've got these beads that I found somewhere along the way, and they're plastic, but almost like Bakelite or something. With little, I was going to say rhinestones, but they're not. There's a string that runs through these strands of green Bakelite. I choose to think they are right now, although I know they're a lot more of the dime store variety.
Yes.
I'm heading east to find some peace of mind. I'm leaving purple nightmares and shadows behind. 'Cause I know I'll find grass is greener than
smoking hippie music, Dusty.
The summer of love, Colonel Carl.
Bunch of deadbeat drug addicts, Dusty.
Are you the practical, dynamic son of a gun? Have you come through with a few abstractions?
Mm-hmm.
You work here in the record store at the mall. Do you still call it a record store these days, or is it CD store, or what?
Music store, entertainment.
So what's hot right now? What's hot this time of year? What's your big seller right now?
Probably the 50 Cent soundtrack.
How about you? What are you selling mostly? She says 50 Cent.
Yeah, I don't know, a bunch of Green Day.
I'm not going to school. I'm not going to school.
Do you have a phone call?
Yeah.
What radio station is it?
It's WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Oh.
Yeah. You ever been to New Jersey?
No.
Never? New York?
No.
Never?
Arkansas ever? About it. I was born there.
What'd you do in Arkansas?
I was born there. I came up here when I was four.
We're at in Arkansas?
Jonesboro.
In Jonesboro?
Yep.
Is that close to Hope, Arkansas?
I honestly don't know. I don't remember living there.
Do you know
who
came from Hope, Arkansas?
Bob Hope?
Bob Hope.
Never mind, yeah.
No, Bill Clinton?
Oh, yeah. I knew he was from Arkansas. I didn't know exactly where, but...
Yeah. How do you like our current president?
I don't like George Bush. I think he's dumb. I don't think he's very... Got it all up there.
Who would you vote for tomorrow if you could? If you could have anyone for president, who would you want?
I would like a woman.
Hillary.
Maybe Hillary. I would, I always liked Bill Clinton. I would like him back. But, maybe Oprah, because she's both woman and, African-American, so that would be kind of a...
You think about voting for Oprah?
Yeah, she's great. She's helped a lot of people out. I grew up being really poor, and I know there's a lot of... Oh, yeah, and here, actually. I was only poor when I moved up here, so my whole life I've been...
Did you have to worry about eating?
Yeah, food stamps and helping housing authorities, like helping pay rent and all that. Had electricity cut off before,
really?
and been evicted and all that
stuff.
Yeah.
But now you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm the assistant manager here, and I'm not
Are
even 19
really?
Yet. So
oh,
yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. Really, that's
so
great.
Yeah. That's something I'm very proud of.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to everybody out there in New York and New Jersey and on the internet?
Peace.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Ow!
There's a cactus, a bachelor cactus that just keeps surviving, even though sometimes I'll forget about it for a couple of months on end, and then I'll just douse it with water and it springs back to life. It's one of the, I think it's like aloe if you break the little tentacles off.
Here, Bill. Let's get some on each sting.
Doesn't look very sanitary.
I cut myself once, Dusty.
You did, little girl.
Yes, Dusty, Jesus, with a hatchet.
A hatchet? You could have really been seriously injured, Colonel Carl.
Well, I was, Dusty. That's a lot of blood.
You lose a lot, Colonel Carl.
Oh, a couple of gallons, Dusty, Jesus. I was chopping logs.
Were you chopping logs like a real rugged woodsman?
Yes.
Naturally, Dusty, Jesus, look at me. I'm burly.
You are burly, Colonel Carl.
I was chopping him, Dusty, and I slipped.
You slipped, Colonel Carl?
Slipped and hit my digit.
Did you hit a digit?
Nearly severed it, Dusty. Required a butterfly bandage.
Did it?
Jesus, Dusty, yes. I was seriously injured. Lucky to be alive, Dusty.
What a dramatic story.
Timeless, Dusty.
Riveting.
No, one for the ages.
One for the books.
The memory, Dusty.
Precious memory. True.
Like me, Dusty.
Just like you, Colonel Carl.
Nothing swells like an organ, Dusty. It's in the louvers and the pistons.
It's a pipe.
Say the damn pipe organ, Dusty. Know your organ, Dusty.
I should know my organs better.
Probably my most treasured possession. It scares me even having it, because it's so fragile. My dad made a statue. A statue, that's the wrong word, I think. It's a... bust. But I think a bust would have to have shoulders, wouldn't it? This is just the head. It would actually be a plaque that you would hang on the wall, a wall hanging.
But aren't we making this whole bloody thing into more than it is, actually? I mean, really?
But it's displayed on a little piece of wood and in ink. On this wood, if I can do a little quick math.
4 + 4 = 8.
That'd be good, Dusty, good.
4 / 4 =...
Now you're getting into that new man, Dusty. Stop it.
Wow. Wow. My dad graduated high school in 38. So when he was 9... that would have been 9 years before 38, which is 1929.
Loan shark and interest hound. I have addressed every form of organized graft in the United States, excepting Congress.
In Iowa, in a little farm creek. We call it a crick back then. He wrote with his pen Boris Karloff. He made a little sculpture of probably a movie hero when he was 9 years old, Boris Karloff. And there he is, fashioned from mud, from the crick.
Oh,
He made it with his hands. He shaped all the contours of the cheekbones and the chin and the nose and the forehead and the ears. And it looks like Boris Karloff. My dad was a really talented artist. And the longer you live with them, they become part of your life. You know, not in an essential way, but I'll tell you what, if you lost one of those items, it would be like a piece of you was gone. And I know it's just a material thing, but what do these things mean? They have to be pretty important. I've said enough on that.
Yeah.
Colonel Carl?
Of course
I did, Dusty. Jesus.
Where did you go?
I went to Dudley Farm School, Dusty.
What's that thing up in the barn there, bawling like a lamb?
That's a goat. Keep that for mostly a pet that you can get milk from, too.
You went to Dudley Farm School?
Top of my class, Dusty.
Where are you, Colonel Carl?
I got my sheepskin somewhere.
You got a sheepskin?
Of course, Dusty. Jesus.
You must have been an exceptional student, Colonel Carl. What was your emphasis? What was your specialized area of study?
Animal husbandry, Dusty.
Oh, that's fascinating, Colonel Carl. The breeding and insemination of large farm animals.
It's a passion of mine, Dusty.
Is it, Colonel Carl? You never let on.
Well, I got out of the business, Dusty, and changed.
It changed?
Back in the 50s.
Dusty. Back in the 50s.
Jesus, Dusty, quit repeating everything I say. They're driving me crazy.
I'm sorry, Colonel Carl. I'm just trying to be affable and cooperative.
Well, it changed, Dusty.
How did it change?
But animal husbandry. This is where they got into the insemination and all of that, Dusty.
Ken, we want them to breed as much as possible.
Well, it changed, Dusty.
It wasn't always like that.
We were real husbands, Dusty.
What do you mean?
Well, we wed the animals, Dusty.
You actually married them?
Husbandry, Dusty.
Who did you marry?
I married a Charlay, Dusty, named Gertrude.
A Charlay?
The beauty. The 1,700 pounds of her, Dusty.
No.
What happened, Colonel Carl?
Brucellosis. That's what happened.
I'm sorry, Colonel Carl.
I was very fond of her, Dusty. We had a calf together. We had a calf together.
You had a calf?
We had a calf together.
You had a calf?
And of course, Dusty. She was, but I was married to her. Husbandry.
And you had a calf? How is that possible, Colonel Carl? I mean, genetic...
Shut up, Dusty!
Dusty. Dusty is 31 years old.
I had a turkey baster, Dusty. And some seed shipped over from Hong Kong.
Some seed?
Semen, Dusty. Jesus.
Wow, Colonel Carl. Chinese semen and a turkey baster?
Ch- all you need, Dusty.
I don't know what to say, Colonel Carl.
Well, we had a conjugal stall, Dusty.
Yes?
I got out the baster, and then I took the seat.
And then?
And the next thing you know, Larry was born.
No.
Larry?
Well, his name was Lawrence, Dusty, but we called him Larry.
Little Larry the calf.
Ah, you was cute as a button, Dusty. Jesus.
This is so cute.
What do you look like, Colonel Carl?
Well, he had the white markings of a Charlet, Dusty, but they put in them Chinese Brahmin elements, Dusty. A spiritual animal, Dusty.
Spiritual?
Well, most calves say moo, Dusty.
Mm.
He said om.
Mm.
He was meditating all the time. He was always saying om.
Mm.
He must have had quite a little personality.
He was fiery, Dusty.
Was he, Colonel Carl?
Wore horseshoes.
You put horseshoes on him?
Well, he was a runner, Dusty. Jesus. Wore his hoofs right down to the quick.
Did he, Colonel Carl?
We had to get about 700 Lee press-on nails trying to, you know, shore him up, Dusty.
And it didn't work?
Not real good, Dusty. So we shooed him. Got a farrier, Dusty, trying to hook the shoes onto the press-on nails.
Easy, boy. Call him.
Did Larry like his horseshoes?
Prancing all around the pasture, Dusty. Gertrude was very proud of that boy.
What happened, Colonel Carl? What happened to her?
She got the brucellosis, Dusty. Started in her antlers.
It started in her antlers?
Antlers, Dusty, it was over real fast. It just keeled over, Dusty, Jesus.
Don't cry, Colonel Carl.
I need to cry, Dusty, Jesus.
Well, then go ahead, Colonel Carl.
I'm done now, Dusty. He's playing some damn Three Sons again, Dusty.
He is, Colonel Carl.
Yeah, geez.
Well, what did you do then?
Well, I've had a hamburger feed, Dusty. Jesus.
You did.
Well, let her go to waste, Dusty.
Really
good eating there.
Mmm,
yum.
You had brucellosis burgers?
That doesn't hurt humans most of the time, Dusty.
And everybody was okay?
Well, fed and happy, Dusty. We had a band, Dusty.
Who was the band?
Thank you.
kittle, kittle.
It is easy to grin.
The bass player injury.
Ow.
So the three sons played.
Oh, Jesus, Dusty. The crowd was going crazy. Before they even started.
The three sons of the organ.
Taking the stage, Dusty. On mechanical bulls.
They were riding mechanical bulls?
With sparklers taped to them, Dusty. And smoke bombs.
Smoke bombs?
Everything, Dusty. Mirror balls and laser beams. And public address system, Dusty.
You spared no expense.
There's the damn three shots, Dusty.
In me, a silver gray fox. I sniff and guess. I pick things out of the wind and air. I nose in the dark night and take sleepers and eat them and hide the feathers.
There's the train. I finally have my door open with the screen windows on. Summer's almost here. Everybody, Mike Lubica's next. This is Clay Pigeon in Wisconsin.